Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's time for another installment of Amazing Animals. On this show, we've learned that ants can carry 50 times their weight. That's like me carrying an adult hippo. We've learned that snails can sleep 3 years without waking. By the way, if you think that removing a snail's shell would make it faster, it won't. It just makes them sluggish. Today I'm itching to tell you about something that absolutely blows my mind. The building blocks of all living things, cells. Not cell phones or selfies, cells. Scientists once considered the cell little more than a little bag of goo. But as microscopes improved, so did our understanding. And researchers discovered a universe of complexity beyond their wildest imaginings. It has been estimated, get this, that there are as many working parts within a single cell as there are people on Earth. And the average human is made up of 37 trillion of these cells. And it gets wilder. Our bodies contain even more bacterial cells. That's right, you have more bacterial cells than human cells. Ah! But don't chug a bottle of hand sanitizer just yet. Most will do you no harm. In fact, we couldn't survive without our bacterial buddies. They help us fight diseases, neutralize toxins, and digest food. In one random study, 60 Americans had their belly buttons swabbed. Lurking there were 2,300 species of bacteria, 1,500 of which were unknown to science. One guy had bacteria originating in Japan, which he had never visited. Bacteria are crammed with surprising features and equipment. Some can turn water into ice or generate electricity. Some have guns that can shoot more than 60 molecular bullets a second to pierce the cell walls of other organisms. Still others propel themselves by firing strings at nearby objects, like a miniature Spider-Man. But the most impressive piece of bacterial equipment, I think, is something called the flagellum. The flagellum? The flagellum is creation's most efficient motor. It features a rotor, drive shaft, universal joint, bushings, bearings, a clutch, a braking system, and a whip-like tail that functions as a propeller. This tail can twirl at 100,000 RPM in one direction, then reverse on a quarter of a turn, and whip around at the same rate in the other direction. It makes a Ferrari look like a child's toy. The scientist Michael Behe uses the bacterial flagellum to point to the existence of a designer. If you remove a single piece of its motor, he says, it quits. The pieces make no sense unless they're all together. How then could the flagellum evolve piece by piece over time? If the simplest living thing is incomprehensibly complex, jammed with motors humans can't see with the naked eye nor replicate in our finest laboratories, how could we presume it popped into existence by random chance? I applaud scientists for their ongoing study, which startles us and nudges many of us and many of them toward faith. Hebrews 1 tells us that through Jesus, God created the universe, and He sustains and maintains it all. From the limitlessness of the solar system to the uniqueness of our fingerprints, all things were made by Him. I cannot comprehend a more logical and satisfying explanation, and I just don't have enough faith in random chance. The next time you gaze up at the night sky, see a Ferrari zip by, or try to pick up a hippo, remember who holds it all together. And speaking of hippos, you know the difference between a hippo and a Zippo. One is pretty heavy, and the other is a little lighter.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.